97.9, 105.5, KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and the world revolves around gossip. Every day, twice a day, you hear the paparazzi pandemonium, and we get the inside scoop on everything that is celebrity. Who is with who is doing what to who, and how much things cost, and everything else. And one of my favorite shows is Inside Edition. And the main guy, the guy from Inside Edition, Jim Murray, is on the phone. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Big Papa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Number one, thank you for getting up early. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And what the hell is going on with Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller?
Well, they're supposedly trying to work things out. So, you know, look, I don't know. I hope they do for their sake. There have been no formal charges filed, so... you know, there's a court date pending.
Right.
It's like a lot of celebrity marriages. It's complicated.
Extremely, extremely complicated. And I'll tell you what, and I've said this on the air the last couple of days, the person who should really be putting on a really positive spin with the press, and he was coming out smelling like a bed of roses right now, is Denise Richards. Because everyone thought Denise was the crazy one in the relationship.
But you know what? She hasn't been public about it, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah, look, you're right.
She and Charlie have kids, and I think that she's probably thinking of them, which is a good thing. I mean, I think that's a good aspect of the story.
You're absolutely right. For the first time, Denise seems like the level-headed one, which hasn't always been the case.
That's true.
Again, we're talking to Jim Murray, the guy from Inside Edition. New book, it's called The Last Day of My Life. We'll get into the book in a sec. For more info, go to jimmurray.com. There's so much stuff that goes on just on a daily basis. And the big stories right now, Charlie and Brooke.
Right.
Leno and Conan. That's going to get, instead of who's going to take it, it's going to get legal and lawyers real quick, isn't it?
It's ugly. What a disaster for NBC. Public relations, business, you've got owned and operated stations. You know, news around the country is down at 11 o'clock at night because the ratings were so horrible for Jay Leno's show.
Right.
And now he comes out on top again. Conan's fans are furious. Conan's furious. I think there's one guy who's really happy, and that's David Letterman.
Oh, sure.
He's doing great.
Yeah, Letterman signed his deal with CBS and hasn't looked back. I mean, granted, he's had his problem, you know, his things with the interns and his wife, but that has nothing to do with the network.
Well, but his ratings are really shooting up.
Right.
So he's really the beneficiary of NBC's big screw-up. Another big story is Heidi Montag. You know Spencer and Heidi?
Yes.
She had 10 plastic surgeries in one day over the holidays.
10 in one day?
Yeah, all at once. And she had nose, cheeks, chin, breast, eye lift, buttocks, liposuction, you name it. She looks like another person. It's unbelievable. You know, she's in her mid-20s, a pretty girl. I don't know what it is about Hollywood that makes young girls think they have to remanufacture themselves into some Barbie doll to succeed. It's just tragic.
You're absolutely right. Now, number one, again, we're talking to Jim Murray, Inside Edition, jimmurray.com, M-O-R-E-T.com. Number one, the body isn't supposed to withstand that kind of trauma, right?
Well, there were minor comparatively. It wasn't as if she had, well, you know what, I guess it is. I don't even know. I don't know if it's medically sound. It just sounds crazy.
Like, I understand maybe if you got a nose job and you got your boobs done at the same time. You know,
right.
you know, go do a BOGO deal with the plastic surgeon. But 10 just seems like an awful lot, dude.
It does to me, too. And when you see the photos of her, you go, wow, why did she do that?
Yeah, because she was a pretty girl to start with.
I thought she was pretty. I mean, what do people want?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Talk about the book a little bit, The Last Day of My Life. You know, being in Inside Edition and covering celebrity, part of the negative aspect of the job is dealing with celebrity tragedy, including like Patrick Swayze and Michael Jackson and things of that nature. And that really was almost a part of why you put this book together, you know, help you with your own struggles, right?
Yeah, I mean, like everybody, I had my own struggles as well. And, you know, there are millions of people right now who lost their job or are losing their home. I got into a horrible mortgage like a lot of people. I left CNN a number of years ago, and you know what broadcasting is like. I had a couple of down years. I took equity from my home. The market plunged. My rate was set to go to $10,000 a month. And even though I was doing great at Inside Edition, I thought, I can't do this. I'm going to lose everything.
Right.
And I started thinking I was worth more dead than alive. And on one particular day, I was driving on a really windy road over this cliff in Malibu, and I thought, this is the perfect spot. I could go over the side. It'll look like an accident. My family will get the insurance money, and everything will be great. And then I stopped the car. I mean, I literally stopped the car, and I thought, everything isn't going to be great. I can't do this. I love my three kids. I love my wife. And it was like that Jimmy Stewart moment in It's a Wonderful Life. But what I did was I asked myself one question, which became this book. What if this were the last day of my life? What would I value?
Right.
Who would I forgive? Who would I apologize to? Who do I love? What am I grateful for? And so I wrote this book. It wasn't even intended as a book. It was really for me. And none of the chapters have to do with money. They have to do with the things that really matter. And I really got a new perspective on my own life and started to revalue what's important to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The book is called The Last Day of My Life. It's Jim Murray. You know him from Inside Edition. For more details, go to jimmurray.com. As far as the stories of the day, we talked about Charlie. We talked about Lennon Conan and Heidi Montag. I'll tell you who's got to be excited about all this is Tiger. Because he's finally on the back burner, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but he'll come back. And the Michael Jackson story will come back. This weekend, at least, we have something nice to cover, and that's the Golden Globes.
Yes.
So at least we have some good news for a few days, and then we'll get back. There's no shortage of celebrities getting into trouble.
Now, Jim Murray, what is your day like? How does your day start? Obviously, you got up early for us this morning again, which I appreciate doing the radio thing. But your normal day at Inside Edition, what does it entail? What's your normal day consist of?
It really depends. I normally get up at about 5 or 5:30, and I read different papers and websites and see what's going on. Usually, I have a story for the day. Yesterday was Jay and Conan. I suspect it'll be another follow-up on that. Last night I had an interview. I never really know if I'll be in town or out of town. It's a crazy business because we don't just cover entertainment on Inside Edition. We also do with more of a news magazine.
Right.
So sometimes I may be covering, some horrible tragedy. We may even have people going down to Haiti, for example.
Sure.
There's no normal day. The good days are the ones I get to come home at night and not go out of town.
I can believe that. Again, Jim Murray, Inside Edition. What are your opinions on the paparazzi? Because you're in a unique position because you do the news magazine with Inside Edition. Is paparazzi good for your business? Does it hinder your business? What do you think?
I think that it's gotten out of hand.
Okay.
I think that there's going to be someone hurt. I've personally witnessed paparazzi racing to their cars and creating horrible messes with traffic. Someone is going to get hurt or worse. And it is a vicious industry. These guys are cutthroat. And I recognize that people in the public want to see that one photo. But, I mean, is it really worth getting hurt for or dying for? I don't think so.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's Jim Murray. It's Inside Edition. The book is called The Last Day of My Life. Go to jimmurray.com. Dude, I've been a fan for a very, very long time. I appreciate the time. I'd love to be able to have you on a quasi-regular basis just to kind of get an Inside Edition look at what's going on in the celebrity world. And I really hope you sell a lot of this book.
Thanks, and I'd love to be on. It'd be a pleasure.
All right, it's Jim Murray, everybody. You know him from Inside Edition. Go to jimmurray.com. That's Jim, let me try that. Let me spell that again. Jim, MORET.com. The name of the book, The Last Day of My Life. And if anything, just the people that care, that you care about, say that you love them. Tell them that you appreciate them. Do it just once today, and it'll put a smile on your face. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right, sounds good. Jim Murray, everybody. Inside Edition, The Last Day of My Life. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.